Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Always remember that the Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Jesus of the New Testament, that the Creator and the Christ are one and the same. Remember, all things were created by Him and for Him. So, with that in mind, I want to give today's study an Old Testament title for a New Testament text. Here's the title. Are you ready? Let There Be Light. Who spoke those words? Our God did. Genesis chapter 1, the very first page of Scripture, the Lord speaks light into existence. In fact, light already existed because God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. Really what He was doing was revealing that light into our world. So He was allowing His character, His glory, His light to shine into the world that man was going to inhabit. And aren't we all grateful to God for that? Every good thing we enjoy is because of God's character. When you come to Mark chapter 4, you come to another one of the parables of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it's very short. You know, some of these stories are longer than others, but some are just a verse or two. And yet the parabolic language is powerful. This is the story often referred to as the bushel and the candlestick. It's found here in Mark chapter 4 and in one other place in Luke chapter number 8. I want to read it with you, and then I want to bring it to where we live today, because I believe that the Creator of the Old Testament and the Christ of the New Testament are seeking to speak to all of us today these words, let there be light. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 21, and He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there's nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. And then He repeats that famous statement found all through the Scriptures. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. I wonder, do you have your ears on today? Are you ready to hear? Are you in tune with what Jesus is about to say to us? The parable involves the use of a candlestick. Now, in our world, of course, we walk into a room, as I did a moment ago, and flip a switch, and so much light invades the place. We take a lot for granted, but think of the early days and a person needing a candle, perhaps when the power goes out where you live and you still have somewhere a lantern, a flashlight, or even an old-fashioned candle that you light, not just for beauty, but to see. That's the picture that's being utilized here. Remember that God is always seeking to turn the light on. His work is a work of illumination. Sin brings darkness. The Savior brings light. So, what is the interpretation of this? Well, first of all, the purpose of a candle is very important. The purpose of a candle is, you ready for this? To bring light into darkness. Remember, Jesus said when He was here that He was the light of the world, but He also said, ye are the light of the world. You see, Christ came to put His light in us. He leaves us here so that His light shines through our life in a very dark world. We're the candles. And when you come to the Revelation, Christ likened the individual churches to these candlesticks. They don't produce their own light, they simply hold up the light. And that's the role that God has left all of His followers here for. And then, notice not only the purpose of the candle, but the place of the candle. He said it's to be set on a candlestick. You put it in a prominent place. You don't hide it. Candles are meant to be seen because by it you see everything else. He said, that's why I'm leaving you here. I'm leaving people here filled with the truth so that they can hold up the truth. Remember, the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. The idea here, we're holding up the truth in a dark world. Why? Because we are shedding the light, shining the light so that others can see what the truth is. But there's a problem. There's not just a purpose and a place. There's a problem with many candles. Listen to it again carefully. He said, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed? How ridiculous. Why would you buy a candle, bring it home, and then stick it under the bed? Never use it. Or why would you light it and then put a bushel basket on top of it? You wouldn't do that. That's nonsense. And yet, don't miss what Jesus is saying. This is the great interpretation of the passage. I'm giving you truth, but the truth is not meant to be hidden. The truth is not meant to be kept to yourself. The truth is not meant to be silent. The truth is meant to be spoken. The truth is meant to be shown, to be shining forth in a dark world. So may I ask you a question? Are you fulfilling your purpose today? Are you in your place? Or have you allowed something in that's holding back the shining forth of Jesus' marvelous light? Oh, Satan blinds the minds of people. That's what Paul wrote. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's not that we're trying to shine. We're attracting people to ourselves. No, we're not drawing people to us. We're pointing people to Jesus. It's not us shining. It's Christ through us. It's the gospel through us. And so we have the interpretation. Let there be light. So what's the revelation? What do we learn from this parable about God? Well, we're reminded, of course, that God is light. That's his character. His nature in him is no darkness at all. But the very next verse is instructive. Immediately after asking this question, he said, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Don't miss this. The God who is light someday will bring everything to light. Someday everything's going to be dragged into the open. Every secret thing, every good thing, every evil thing, everything will be brought from the private part of our lives into public knowledge, because that's what God does. When the light comes on, it shines a light into every crack and crevice and corner and reveals what is actually there. Do you know what we ought to do today? We shouldn't wait to the end for that to happen. We should bring ourselves into God's light today. Walk in the light as he is in the light. Walk in that glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sin. Come clean with God. Let him have every area of your life, every secret thing, so that your life will be the light God wants it to be in this world. Oh, may the Spirit of God help right now every hearer to ponder and consider your own life. Is there anything in your life snuffing out the light? Keeping the light from shining, hindering the testimony of Jesus in your life. And so it brings us not just to the interpretation and the revelation of this parable, but the application. What is the application to the hearers? Because obviously he wants the hearers to do something. He just said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he goes on to say, be careful how you hear. Be careful what you do with what you hear. So what are we to do when we hear this parable? Well, if we're the candles, I would say this, we're to burn and we're to shine for God. That's what candles do. They burn and they shine. Remember, John the Baptist, he was a burning and a shining light. Some people want to shine, but they don't want to burn. Let the fire of the Lord burn in your heart. Let it burn out everything that shouldn't be there. Let it keep you on fire for God. Kindle the fire in the inside, dear believer. Be sure that the fire of the Lord is in your soul, that God is in his rightful place. And if you'll burn, you'll shine. If your heart is really warm and hot after God and where it ought to be, you'll want others to know. You'll want to testify and tell the gospel. Ask the Lord today to make you the candlestick he wants you to be in this dark world. Can you hear the words of the Creator echoing through the corridors of time? Let there be light. Can you hear the words of Jesus? He speaks to his disciples, let there be light. Can you hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you today? Get out of the darkness. Come near to God. Let your life reflect his glory. And let there be light in you today.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.